You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Wait till you hear this note. We're changing his name to Patrick.
Okay. We call him Pat for short.
Yeah, Patty Cake.
No, we're going to call him Patrick.
Damn it.
I've heard you guys talk about men who don't wear their wedding ring, and a few weeks ago you were talking about a woman who doesn't wear hers. You remember that one? That was
just a couple weeks ago, wasn't it?
Right, that cheating woman.
He writes, but I'm in a different situation. I've decided to propose to my girlfriend after 2 years. I did the old-fashioned thing and went to ask her parents' blessing first. Without my girlfriend knowing about that, her parents were very supportive and said they knew I'd make their daughter happy.
Aw, he's a good guy.
But so here's the thing, Patrick writes. My girlfriend comes from a very wealthy family. He put very in all caps.
Good for him.
Nice.
And he says, and I don't. I do okay, but I'm only 26. I don't make a great living yet. Her parents said they hoped I would understand, but they insist on buying her ring. They know I can't afford much of anything, and that's true. And they want their daughter to have a fantastic engagement ring. I can get the wedding band, but they want to splurge for the engagement ring. No figures were thrown out, but I wouldn't be surprised if they got her a diamond ring worth $10,000 to $15,000 or more.
Holy cow.
What? This lucky bitch?
They make those?
He writes, on one hand, I think that's very cool. They're already going to be dropping a ton on the wedding, I know, so what's one more expense for them?
God.
But my pride is hurt a little, just not as much as I thought it would be. I'm sort of on the fence about it. And here's his question that I think is going to light up the phones. He writes, am I less of a man if they finance the ring?
Right.
Thanks. Love your show. Listen every single day. Patrick.
So they're going to buy the ring, give it to him, and then he gets down on one knee and proposes.
Sure.
With a ring
marry
that he
me
didn't
and your
buy.
Parents.
You know, and here's the thing. If they come from one of those very well-to-do families, there's a good, not all wealthy families are this way, but there's a good chance that to them, the image in their circle
right.
is really important.
They have to keep up appearances.
And this is their daughter, their sweet little princess of a daughter who's grown up in like a Cherry Hills Village.
Sure, the Polo Greenwood Club.
Yeah. Right. And suddenly she's getting engaged to a guy who has no money, and so she's wearing a little Cracker Jack ring on her finger. To them, it's probably like, look, we don't want to step on anybody's toes. Let's adorn her in the style to which she has become accustomed.
Right.
But what's going to happen when she takes that $15,000 ring back to their crappy little apartment? You know, like
it doesn't matter.
It
I mean,
doesn't
when
blend.
They're out and about.
No, it doesn't blend.
If she takes it back to their townhome, it automatically raises the value of the townhome by $15,000.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He says that he should feel worse about this, but he's a little
kind of like
because he's kind of like I'm kind of open. But does it make me less of a man if I'm not providing the ring?
Yeah, and they really don't have to tell anybody, I guess. It could just be their little secret. Nobody would ever know.
She'll know.
No, she'll know.
He'll know is the thing.
He'll know, and I know the bride will know. She'll know, too. That's not, he's not going to get her a $20,000 ring.
Right.
So she's going to know.
But they don't have to tell
anybody. They don't have to tell their friends.
Isn't right. this kind of a big deal for you guys? Because, I mean, gentleman caller, I've even said, I'm like, hey, let me try to get an endorsement from somebody, and let's get a ring.
God. That is
and
cheap
he's like,
right
and
there,
he
Em.
Says, no,
please
I want to do
please
it.
Do not
don't
be,
do that.
Don't be one of those radio people who whores out your wedding.
Yeah, don't do that.
There's a lot of radio people who do that. Don't do that. And TV people do that. Don't
if the
do
ring
that.
Fits. But I mean, really, like, isn't this kind of like your ego? And like, no, I want to work for this and I want to buy this and the representation.
A little bit. Well, you're young, but like, I am to the point where I would say accept it. If somebody wants to give you something and it's nice, you just take it.
The line's already ringing and I'm not going to comment until afterwards. Full lines on this. Here's Liz. Good morning, Liz.
Hi, how are you?
What's the word?
Well, I think he should just accept it graciously. I'm sure this won't be the last extravagant gift that they offer. My son, when he was getting engaged, actually got a huge diamond from his future in-laws for his fiancé's ring.
So it's kind of the same thing, I guess. Instead of going out and buying one, they just gave him one that was already worth a bazillion.
Thank you and take it.
How huge we talking here, Liz?
Well, it's probably a carrot. I mean, that's huge for my son because he was just out of college. it was actually in the family, so it's not like they just went out and bought the diamond.
Yeah, right. That's kind of different. Yeah. That's a hand-me-down history.
It comes from the same line of issues.
Right, that's but, sure. Yeah.
Liz, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Huh. Why have a $15,000 ring if your lifestyle is more ramen noodles?
Here's Greg. Hello, Greg.
Hello.
Well, wait a minute. You know, to answer Emily's question first, there's the whole thing about fake it until you make it kind of thing.
Right. Sure. So. She'll still be going to family events on her side.
Sure. Greg, what do you say about this?
Well, I don't. Here's the deal. If as long as nobody knows that the parents bought the ring, I think it'll be all right. But once everybody finds out about it, it's going to be kind of, it's not, it wouldn't mean the same, I don't think.
So is this the kind of thing where everybody kind of huddles together as the four of them huddle together and say, all right, look, here's the arrangement.
Not a word, not a word.
Mom's the word.
I think that's the only way it's going to fly.
Why not?
Yeah, but you're okay. But you're okay with it?
Yeah, I think it's okay. I mean, he's still in on it. He's going to buy the wedding band, you know.
And true.
He did go through them first. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that was cool in the first place.
I wonder if he's going to go with them.
Nobody does that anymore.
I wonder if he's going to go with them to go shopping for the ring. At least he gets to still pick it out.
The wedding band.
Say that one, you know.
Oh, right. Hey, Greg, have a great day, buddy. Thank you for being on the show.
I would hate that.
I would hate it, but it's a beautiful ring.
Do you guys think I can get this for your daughter?
Here comes Eddie. Hello, Eddie.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
Is this okay for Patrick to do this or not?
It is. It is really no different than the bride's mother saying, here's grandma's old wedding ring, why don't you use this because it's in the family. It really has no different than
but it is though. It's not grandma's ring that has 80 years of history.
I don't want to tip my hand, Eddie, but I will tell you, I would have to,
it's different,
strongly disagree.
This is a fresh ring,
saying that there's no difference.
Yeah, 4-carat yellow canary cut
right
diamond.
From Tiffany's. They're going to the mall.
Oh, white gold.
Who knows the daughter better than the mother and what she really wants. Know.
Hopefully the guy that's going to spend the rest of his life with her.
He probably knows her a lot
red
better.
Red flag. Eddie, thanks for being on the show, man.
Bye, Eddie.
I have a quick comment for Emily.
What's up? Oh.
When the time comes for your wedding gown, I would love to design and make it for you.
Oh, God bless you, Eddie. Okay. Mm. That you may be waiting a long time, so I
have your people call her people, all right?
You're a good man, Eddie.
Facebook me.
Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate that. All right, let's do a couple more. Here's Sky. Good morning, Sky.
Good morning.
All right, so far it's 3-0 saying it's okay.
I think it's okay, and I think that maybe if he designed the ring with maybe like a diamond that's like an heirloom or something, he would feel more involved and more manly, and he could tailor it to her style, and that's kind of what my fiancé did. So.
What are the odds? I wouldn't know the first thing about, quote, designing a ring.
Right.
Diamond, it's metal, round. Ring. Here you go.
There's other sizes than round? I don't know.
I'm like at Trice Jewelers just saying, what do you got? So, but you're okay with this. Okay, I guess.
Go on.
All right. Time for one more. I'm just surprised. I guess I might be on an island with this. Hello, Walter.
How you doing?
4-0 so far in favor of okay. What do you say?
I'm not in favor of it at all.
Bless you, Walter. Why not?
Because an engagement ring is his expression of his love for his fiance.
Thank you.
If he is a pauper like I was when I asked my wife to marry me, mm-hmm. and it took me 6 months to save up for my $300 engagement ring, mm-hmm. that is the ring that she holds on till this day as her most favorite ring, because she knew I put everything I had into that ring. Like her parents were in a better position than me. In fact, when I asked their permission to marry her, they threw me out of the house. But the thing was, I was persistent, I gave my all, and we're celebrating our 35th year wedding anniversary.
You're the man!
I want to springboard onto what you just said. I've been waiting for somebody to call and say this is not okay. And let me tell you why it's not okay. Because the whole thing, and Emily, you know, I've married couples. I'm an officiant, right? And one of the things I talk about is what that ring signifies. The ring signifies the marriage and the relationship between two souls, two people. It does not signify your relationship with your freaking parents. It represents you and your spouse. And that's stupid that they're like, oh, we're going to, you know, we're going to do this because so that she can always have a ring like she's used to growing up. Hey, if the family and the bride don't like this idea that, you know, he's going to give her a $500 ring, then maybe they're not meant to be together.
She sounds a little spoiled, to be honest.
A little bit. What's next, a pony?
And to her defense, she probably doesn't know anything about this.
Right. She might be perfectly fine with
this. But she's totally on board.
He went to talk to the parents about her knowing about it. But this whole thing, like, you know, oh, it's the same as grandma's ring. It's not the same thing. No, it's the parents going out and showing their love for their daughter. I say just buy her a gift.
They could buy her a gift if that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
But he never wants to give anyone license to be in his marriage.
Thank you. Right.
Oh, dang. Yes.
Dang, you're a wise man.
Yes. Yeah, and that is not their love for their daughter. That is their love for material things and appearances.
Yeah,
sure it is.
I think people forget, you know, with the whole we're going to spend $40,000 for a wedding, and if you're listening to the show and you spent $40,000 for your wedding, I'm sorry, you can hate me all day long. But the whole thing about getting together like that is about what it represents, not how much you drop for it.
Get her an engagement Porsche. That would be all right.
Yeah.
I'd be on board with that.
Mom and dad can buy her a car.
Why not?
How's that?
Yeah.
Walter, congratulations on your 35 years.
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks for listening. And thanks
that
for
that was a good story from that guy.
What about you, Chris? What do you think about the mom and dad?
I agree with Walter. If this gal is... not satisfied with something her future husband does, whether it's the ring or the house or the whatever, and she keeps running back to mom and dad because the precedence has been set with the ring, I'm not on board. I'm not on board.
What about you, Emily?
Yeah, my mother would say that the generation is different and young men these days don't appreciate hard work and patience and actually, you know, acquiring something themselves. And so, yeah, I think that men need to have an ego as far as gifts like this. So no, don't accept it.
What do you say, Jeremy?
Break up. the old stock answer. Just move on.
It always works.
Yeah, just break up.
If you think about it, it always works.
Get on with your life.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.